This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, thanks for listening. We have a fun show for you today. I'm doing a mix of things. We have some great stand-up comedy from back in the day. I'll explain in just a minute, but also I found some rare radio promos that really add a little pop. I think you'll enjoy them. There's some major name dropping and some good radio spots that were promotions for my club, Laughs Unlimited. But we also always have great stand-up comedy. Closing this week's show, we have the very talented impressionist, comic, and musician, James Stevens III. You may recognize him as a regular on TV's The Edge, and he also did several spots on the Dana Carvey Show back in the day. Also coming up later on, one of my friends, the pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton. You'll remember him. He played Joey Bishop in the Rat Pack movie and was heard on the TV cartoon show Family Guy. But let's get things started with somebody that is just ultra, ultra talented. Now, back when we recorded this, it was for our first promotional album, Assorted Nuts from Laughs Unlimited. We did this really early in the 80s, and this set is from one of our early regulars, Ed Solomon. Now, I don't know if you recognize the name, but you know his work. Ed did end up leaving stand-up comedy, but he had a lot of success and a producer, director, and writer of many of the movies and TV shows that you've watched over the decades. For example, he was one of the head writers for TV's Gary Shandling Show. And when it comes to movies, I think you may have heard of these. He was the writer for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the writer for Men in Black, and also the writer for Now You See Me. This guy is a huge success, and it was an honor to know him back then and to know him now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a little stand-up comedy by the very famous Ed Solomon.
Anyone get Trivial Pursuit? Oh, there's a good game. So I don't understand the concept of this game. It's like pay like $39.95 to feel like an idiot. It's like, because how come it's like every question you get is like geography. What is the exact latitude and longitude of Bengal? And then like your opponent always gets questions like geography. What planet are we on? Oh man. Did anyone have Christmas dinner at home and all that stuff? Anyone have things? Same thing, like Thanksgiving dinner at home. It's always the same thing. Now, is it just me? I don't think so. I'm 24 now. When I go home for like Thanksgiving dinner and stuff, they still stick me at the kiddie table. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like the aluminum card table. They like throw a sheet over it. You put your elbow on it, everything like slides down. And every year they tell you, when you grow up, you move up from the kiddie table to the adult table. When you grow up, yeah, that's bullshit. Okay. Let's face it, folks. The only way you move up from the kiddie table to the adult table is if someone at the adult table dies. Sad but true. I'm sitting there going, Grandpa, boo! And my mom's there. My mom's drinking. Like, you know people like this? She won't drink from the same glass someone else uses. But like, she will French kiss the dog. It's like... I say, right, Mom, well, the dog was in the house using the water pick, okay? I was outside eating dog shit, okay? So we're at the table, we're at the dinner table, right? And it, like, when I was a kid, it was like the adults would drink, like, wine and champagne. They'd give the kids sparkling cider. Did you ever had sparkling cider? Like, this is supposed to think we're really drinking wine, right? Have, like, four or five glasses, go out and drive our big wheel off a cliff or something. Moron. Does anyone who drinks and drives here? Anybody? You do? Drinking and driving is a problem. Oh, I mean, it's not a problem if you're drunk, because like if you're drunk, hell, you know you can drive. The problem comes with the person who has to basically convince you that you're too drunk to drive. You always end up with him like, Dave, you're a little messed up right now. Maybe I should drive you home. Dave says, no, I'm fine. Just let me adjust the seat. I say, Dave, you're sitting on the fucking hood of the car right now. Okay? But I actually have a solution for the drunk driving problem that would eradicate it 100% from the freeway. And I don't know why they haven't instigated yet. Why don't we simply do this? Why don't we simply put on the freeway a drunk lane? You know. Thank you. Sort of a padded lane, sort of shaped like this. Cars just kind of... I'm going to read you an honest-to-God question from the California driver's test, and I want you to tell me if you think this is not possibly one of the most difficult things you've ever seen. Question number one, honest question. What does this sign mean? No right turn. A, no right turn. B, deer crossing. C, turn left into the oncoming traffic. I missed this one. I put none of the above. I was some of these are incredible. Like, what do you think? Okay, number two, that's three. Two, driving under the influence of any drug which makes you drive unsafely is A, fun. B, okay on weekends, but watch out for those roadblocks. And of course, C, okay, but you must be willing to share it with everyone on the freeway. Yeah, okay. How about this one? Number three, pedestrians using guide dogs or carrying white canes. A, should be ignored. They're just trying to attract attention. B, should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. And of course, C, are blind, drive by and yell, how many fingers am I holding up?
Ed was a terrific comedy writer. I'm sure you enjoyed that. I know you've enjoyed his movies. Obviously, he found fame and fortune as a producer and director, but to have him as a stand-up comic back in the early 80s was really a treat. Right now, I have a radio ad that's promoting Shirley Hemphill, the star of TV's What's Happening, a late 70s, early 80s TV show. She was one of the stars of that show and came to my club several times. This is a promo for one of her appearances. And right after that, I'll slide into some great stand-up comedy from the pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton. As I've mentioned, he's not only a regular on this podcast, but he has done hundreds, if not thousands, of TV appearances and comedy stages all around the country, and some TV and some movies. So, ladies and gentlemen, after the Shirley Hemphill promo, a little comedy set by Bobby Slayton. Enjoy!
It's Monday, the 18th of October, 1982, and here's the promo for Laughs Unlimited. Take one.
KWOD, Quad 106 gives you more of Sacramento's best entertainment. Be listening to win tickets to see and experience the luscious, attractive.
What'd you say, sucker?
I said the luscious, attractive, dynamic.
Say what?
I said the luscious, attractive, dynamic, incompatible, the one and only actress-comedian, Shirley Hemphill.
Oh, you like a knuckle sandwich, sucker.
But anyway, like I was saying, you know her best from TV's What's Happening. Actress-comedian Shirley Hemphill will be appearing at Laughs Unlimited next to the Firehouse Restaurant in Old Sacramento this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. And Quad 106 gets you in absolutely free. Be listening to win all this week on the FM for Sacramento's best entertainment, KWOD, Quad 106.
Thank you. I wasn't prepared for that introduction. I was going to come up here and do nice TV material, but now that I have, I feel like I got like an image to live up to. And okay, now this is sort of off the top of my head, but I was driving here tonight. Now, there's a line around the block on Hollywood Boulevard for the new Muppet movie, okay? Now, Miss Piggy is also on the cover of TV Guide this week. Now, I hate to make fun of it, a revered institution in America, especially because so many people love the Muppets. But let me tell you something right now. Number one, I never found the Muppets to be funny. I don't like these little creatures. Okay, I don't see what the redeeming value is. And I mean, stop and think about it for a second. What exactly are Muppets? mutant puppets. Muppets, okay? Puppets exposed to some kind of disease or radiation. Muppets, right? See, I'm living down in Hollywood now. I've been living in New York for a while, San Francisco, and I actually moved down here a while ago with my girlfriend. And my girlfriend went this week to the Schick Center to quit smoking. You've seen the ads on TV for the Schick Center? They shaved her lips off. Not smoking anymore. Okay. You know, it's like amazing. Now, anybody here, okay, now either you live here in L.A. or you're visiting, you've been to Hollywood, you've been to Hollywood Boulevard. I'll tell you something. New York, San Francisco, kooks, lunatics, weirdos all over the place. But I have never in my life seen a collection of people that walk the streets of Hollywood. I mean, you think it's like a giant outpatient clinic here. You know, it's like the Elephant Man could walk down Hollywood Boulevard and realize, well, maybe life isn't so bad after all. I could be like these people over here. You know, it's like the movie industry doesn't help things because they come up with these sick horror movies. The guy with the axes, prom night, you know, don't go in the house. He knows you're alone. Don't pick up the phone. Don't look in the basement. Don't go in the attic. Don't open the door, you know. He's walking on the beach. Don't go in the water. It's sounds like my mother. Don't chew your food so fast, you know. Don't go to the prom with the boy down the street. He's killed before. He can kill again. You know? Don't do this. Don't do that. And these sick horror movies. Okay, now, we go see these movies. We know this stuff's not real. But where do they show these films? They show them on Hollywood Boulevard to these people walking around. And to these lunatics, these films are documentaries. They said political. See, I don't like to get political because that, you know, it touches a lot. And Reagan, everybody makes fun of him. But, you know, now, there's one thing, and this has to go on record. I got to say this. You take our president, Ronald Reagan. Look at this man. Why does he have a haircut like Gumby? You know, he looks like Gumby. I've never seen a haircut. You know, like up and down. It's the stupidest haircut I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. But I hear Reagan's coming out with a coin to honor black women in America. You hear about this? Susan B. Anthony and the Imperials, so make sure you know that one. True. Oh. And while I'm on the subject of music, you heard it here first. Could just be a rumor, but I hear Bob Dylan might be getting back together. So. You heard it here first. Oh, what else is going on? Well, like I said, I moved down from San Francisco. You know what's great about that city? I lived there with my girlfriend for a year, and they've got a pooper scooper law up there. You know, just put it down anyway. That's fine. That's good. Wait till I get to the punchline next time and then drop the glass, okay? Anyway, we were living up there. San Francisco, the pooper scooper law, you're all familiar with it. The $25 fine, you don't clean up after your dog. They actually enforce the law up there. Now, my girlfriend left town, leaves me to take care of her dog, and I didn't mind cleaning up after the dog. What I minded was the fact that I had to clean up after her dog, which was a chihuahua, okay? Now, the most vicious animals that have ever walked the face of the earth, okay? I've tried to be nice to this dog for years. It's a horrible creature, okay? You ever know anybody with a chihuahua? I don't know where these dogs came from. It's like some Nazi scientist doing experiments in Brazil, you know. Mengele on acid, you know, one day. He decides we'll crossbreed a rat and a piranha. And that's what they're like. Anyway, the point of the story. I'm walking my girlfriend's dog. I didn't clean up after it. Cop comes up, gives me a ticket for not cleaning up after the dog. Now, number one, the cop is on horseback. Okay? All right? He's on horseback. This is true. And he's giving me a ticket for not cleaning up after this dog. Then, you had to be there for this. He gets off the horse, starts writing me out the ticket. The horse, right there, breaks the exact same law and smothers my girlfriend's dog. And not only was it a $25 fine, but the cop said, listen, pal, the next time we catch you, we rub your nose in it. Huh?
Wow, nobody does comedy quite like Bobby Slayton. He's a little edgy. That's why he has the nickname, the Pitbull of comedy, but always, always very funny. Well, moving forward, I have a little radio promo that we did for Gary Shandling coming to the club. And then after that, I have a set from a talented actor, musician, impressionist, James Stevens III. He was a regular on TV's The Edge and also on the Dana Carvey Show back in the day. But this very talented comic musician has been performing stages and cruises. So as promised, here's the promotional bit done on radio for a Gary Shandling appearance at the club. And then right after that, some terrific music and comedy by James Stevens III.
Hey, for a good time, come on over to Laughs Unlimited. A fella who just appeared on The Tonight Show is headlining Thursday through Sunday, Gary Shandling.
And who are these guys with compasses on the dashboards of their car? Have you seen where the hell are they going? Ecuador or what?
Also this week, Paula Poundstone from San Francisco. Doors open at 7, Tuesday through Sunday. Showtime is 8, Tuesday through Thursday, 8 and 10:30, Friday and Saturday nights. Call for reservations now. Laughs will rest Christmas week, but then, look out. You're invited for a fabulous New Year's Eve. Two shows, one at 7 p.m. for the Midnight in New York party, or come for the 10 p.m. show and share the fun when it's midnight here. The man who has no friends, Bob Saget, brings in the new year. Also, Jeremy Kramer from San Francisco and Chris McDermott from L.A.'s Comedy Store. New Year's Eve tickets must be picked up by December 19th, so call now for Laughs Unlimited reservations, 446-5905. And don't miss Gary Shandling this week.
He's so weird.
Ray Charles is the only guy I know who mastered country and western music. Country and western music. I do a little country and western music myself, so. Find this redneck button on this thing. Come on, boys, you know where you are. Well, pour me another cup of coffee. Come on, y'all. And there's the best in the land. Come on, you know the word. Then I'll put a nickel in the jukebox. Well, then we're gonna play the truck driver, man. Y'all wanna hear one more? It don't make no difference, they all sound just like. He did a song with Patti LaBelle. You remember that tune, On My Own, Bow for People All Over the World? On a Bible train, hoping in a hoping. What about the sound of all the rain? What about the sound of all the rain? What about the sound of all the rain? I can't believe it. I see all my favorite singers. See, all my favorite singers are on here, man. I was thinking, why didn't they have Prince on the show? So I see Prince would probably sing What I Say a different way. See the girl with the red vest on. Oh, yeah. Tell me what I... Now, you remember the old days. Now, I don't understand. I'm still trying to find out where Lionel Richie is. What happened to Lionel Richie? Hello?
Well, you don't think I'm singing this, do you, Dr. Ruth?
Yeah, I'm going to do Kermit the Frog singing the same, too. I know you can see it in your smile. I never want it, and my arms are open wide. Really, tell me.
Well, I know you enjoy James Stevens and his musical comedy. And how about that promo for Gary Shandling? Man, those were the days. We had so much fun doing radio, TV, and all these stage shows with these great, talented people. To end things up, I have one last radio commercial. This was done by my good friends Phil Cowan and Paul Robbins, known as Paul and Phil, on Y92, a local station. You may know them from the Discovery Channel as the Answer Guys, but here's a little radio promo they did for us, and then we'll go right into the end of the show. Hey, thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed Ed Solomon, Bobby Slayton, and James Stevens III, and a few little radio promos from back in the day. All right, here's the last one.
Reason number 19 why you should be at Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's only all-comedy nightclub.
Hey, did you catch Robin Williams on Carson last night?
No.
Oh, funny guy.
I saw him in person, though, at Laughs Unlimited.
In person?
Yeah, so whatever he did, I've probably already seen it.
Oh. Well, the night before, Pat Paulson and Jay Leno were on. And
I've seen them at Laughs Unlimited. We had a few drinks together.
Oh. Okay, well, like last week, they had this guest host named Gary Shandling.
Oh, Gary, yeah.
I suppose you've probably
seen him. Yeah, down at Laughs Unlimited. Yeah, took him to the Holiday Inn. We split a patty melt.
Yes, impress your friends and associates. Come to Laughs Unlimited in Firehouse Alley, Old Sacramento, and see the same comics in person that your friends only see on television. Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's only all-comedy showroom. Call 446-5905 for information and reservations. That's 446-5905.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.